Audio testing, 1, 2, 3, lights on, camera rolling, and action.
Welcome to the Scaling Creator Podcast, the one-stop shop that explores problems, solutions, and stories for business-minded creators. I'm Soren Dickens.
And I'm Erickson Dickens.
We'll be talking about everything from self-discovery, storytelling, leadership, marketing, sales, operations, and finance.
If you like a healthy dose of education mixed with a generous dash of insightful entertainment, prepare for your ears to be pleasured.
Make sure to check us out at scalingcreator.com and also join our free Discord community.
Scaling Creator launching in 3, 2, 1.
The following content is not intended for all listeners, but we strongly encourage all listeners to listen regardless. All right, this is a special episode here on the Scaling Creator Podcast, and the only reason we're doing this is because the other day I sent Erickson a project proposal from a client that we engaged with probably 7 years ago.
One of our first jobs.
It was one of our first. We were taking anything
and everything we could get, man.
It was one of our first jobs. Don't expect a lot of content like this on the Scaling Creator Podcast, but we're going to give you the down and dirty of the early days of Platinum Peak, where we were taking any and every job, even if that meant committing treason for $7,000, also creating a really cool video production. Oh, also going to Hawaii.
$7,000? I think it was like...
I'm looking at the proposal right now.
Or three, wasn't it?
No, dude, we got $7,500.
Did we really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That was a crazy, crazy story there.
Also looking at the project proposal, it's one page. It's so tacky. I don't know how we got the job, but actually, I do know how we got the job.
Considering the client, his plan was to overthrow the government, you know, he's... How did this come into play here? What was the story behind this particular client? What was his objective here? What were his goals with this video?
So this was a disaster. let me just run this back. So we had a friend living out in Hawaii who met this gentleman, and this gentleman had this vision to take back the United States for the people.
He wanted to implement a direct democracy. That's what his whole plan was. He thought he was like the only person in the world who understood what a direct democracy is. We don't have a direct democracy. We have a democratic republic here, right? We don't actually, our votes don't actually, it's on a one-for-one vote, if that makes sense, right? A direct democracy is literally like the definition of the people choosing. We don't exactly have that in America, but this person thought that he was the only person that knew what a direct democracy was, right? Is this remembering this correctly?
Yes. Looking back on this disaster, everything's really clear. Our friend who met this gentleman helped him set up faster internet at his house, which was a house out in Maui in this remote part, super beautiful, amazing estate. And I think he got access to YouTube for the first time, and he started watching YouTube videos and went down a rabbit hole. As we all know, you can get sucked down rabbit holes on the internet. And I think he got sucked down some... maybe treading on conspiratorial videos, and he wanted to, you know, have a voice in the conversation.
Yes, in his background, he was in the medical field, and I think it's also worth noting here, how old was he? I think it's fair to say, it's because we were vouched for, we made this concern noted very early on at the time that we, you know, this gentleman at the time was in his early 90s. And so obviously, even though we were gung-ho for any paycheck we can get, being the decent gentleman that we are, we made sure to discuss with our friend. We're like, okay, this guy is in his early 90s, but we're not going to discriminate here. If he wants a job done, we're going to do it. However, considering he wants to basically overthrow the government using a video and he lives out in the secluded jungle of Maui, how is this person's cognitive functioning? And our friend made it very clear that he is sharp as a tack. He's in tune. It's all good. There's no issues there. And so we're like, okay, let's take his money. We treated him like every other client. You know, we did our due diligence on his facilities, you know, mental capabilities.
Right.
We did do that. And we spoke with him and he seemed okay. And so we sent him a project proposal based off what he wanted. What did he want exactly?
Well, the proposal says he wanted us to travel to his location and work with him to turn his script into an engaging and visual experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he wrote a script that I do believe was 15 pages at first.
Mm-hmm. And it was pretty much copy and paste from Wikipedia, right? Is a direct democracy Wikipedia? He said to you guys, right, he's the only person in the world who could say this
right.
speech.
And we were going to save him some money at first. We were even going to hire an actor mm-hmm. to do the recording so we didn't have to go out to Hawaii, because we knew, okay, flying to Hawaii is going to be expensive. Anyone who's listening to this who's in production, it's like the guy got a deal for what we did for him. He ended up getting a banger video. But with that being said, when we did say, hey, we can hire an actor and just have a spokesperson record your script, he told you that he was the only person who could speak on this matter.
Mm. Yes, he was very adamant about that. And mm-hmm. all his background on political science and everything, which did not exist. I'm kidding there. His background was not in any of that. But so you and Steven and Cam, our friend, and Steven was working with us at the time, you guys went to Hawaii.
Yeah, we flew out to Hawaii and we actually missed our flight on the way there, which was just the start of all of this. And for those of you that are listening that have known that I travel all the time, that was the only time I ever have missed a flight for being late. Since the beginning of all the times, I've taken at this probably 300 flights and go be on a flight in 2 days from now. And that was the only time I've ever shown up and they said, you are too late to get on this flight if you want to take your bags with you.
Bad omen.
And we were flying out of San Jose Airport at the time, and we had to turn around, drive all the way home and get on the flight for the next morning. But that was the start of the adventure to Maui. So when we ended up getting to Maui, we get picked up and we start to venture into the jungle, and down the dirt road we go. And as we're pulling up, here comes the client on a tractor, rolling down the dirt road on his tractor, just coming full speed at the car. And we pull up, we say hi, and you could just tell he is prepping for war.
Yes.
He had the whole place prepped. He had the yard done. For some reason, he wanted to showcase his authority by showing views of his house and his property and the beachfront views and everything, or the ocean views that he had from like the perch at his property. So I think he was trying to, you know, flex up and say, I made it. I have all this money and now I'm going to tell you what's up with the whole system.
Now I'm going to overthrow the government. Yeah.
And overthrow the government in the process.
Yeah. He was literally trying to incite a civil war through this video.
He was.
That was one of his goals for the video.
Yeah.
As he sat back on his island paradise.
Yeah. He was like, we'll start a war back in the mainland and I'll sit here in Maui and chill. But that turned into a beautiful production that we ended up, you know, working through 2 or 3 days of shooting, because it did take a long time for him to get through his script.
He was an English gentleman as well, right?
Yeah.
So there was an air of pretentiousness to his very demeanor, I remember.
Yeah, and then we produced the video and he loved it.
Mm-hmm.
He loved it. And then...
And then he threatened to sue us.
And then he threatened to sue us.
For literally no reason at all.
He just started
threatening that he was going to sue us.
Yeah.
So then we started to backtrack a little bit and we thought to ourselves, okay, you know what, our friend Cameron, you might have led us astray here with this man, and whether or not he's functioning, firing on all cylinders here. But no, first he tried to sue our friend, the connection we had, right? He tried to sue Cam for no reason at all either, correct? Do you remember why he... Sorry, this is, keep in mind, after the video was given to him, he really liked it, the contract was fulfilled, and then a few weeks after, we just got an email from him. No, Cam told us that this guy was threatening to sue him. We didn't even know why. Cam didn't even know why. And then a week or two later, then we got hit with the email that he was considering taking legal action against us. I think it was because he said we violated the elder laws.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, you know, that kind of freaked us out. Okay, what did we do here? And we consulted with our attorney at the time and we're very transparent with the situation. What are the elder laws? Like, what are the, always said the elder laws. Our attorney said that there's nothing here. Like, you guys didn't do anything wrong. I don't know what he's talking about. Don't worry about anything. I said, I'm reading the contract. This is between two consenting parties. There's nothing wrong here. I don't know what happened here. And to this day, we don't really know, like, why he just all of a sudden threatened to sue us. It was bizarre. He made no like claims in his email about like what exactly we did specifically, if we did something outside the contract, if we took advantage of him somehow. None of that was ever explained or brought to our attention. It was just really odd. So I don't think in the future going forward we're going to be taking jobs like that ever again.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever considered taking another job that wasn't a legitimate organization after that.
Yeah. I mean, we thought at the time maybe it was going to launch our career in like politics or something. We were going to,
absolutely.
Yeah. And that was.
We really didn't have a clear understanding of who this guy was at the time either, because when you're 18 years old and you're getting into filmmaking and someone's going to cut you a $7,500 check, you're like, oh, that's, you know, that's going to open up doors because you thought that $7,500 was a huge deal. And so you just assumed, oh, if we do a $7,500 job, the next job we do, we could charge $7,500 or more. That was kind of the thinking at the time. And
yeah. And I remember he just kept emailing us. Like, we eventually just went dark on him. We stopped responding.
To the threats?
Yeah, the threats, because our attorney advised us, just let it go. Like, don't respond to him. You guys don't need to do anything. He haven't done anything wrong. Mm-hmm. And I remember still, it would just like kind of create this anxiety where it's just like, okay, we get like, did we get the weekly email from this client just like saying more nonsense, threatening to sue us? And I don't know if the email stopped because time took its course on the gentleman or what actually happened, but you know, he got his video. I don't know if he ever even figured out how to put it on YouTube, but I do hope that, I know the Civil War was not incited by him because we have not gotten the Civil War yet, but I do hope that the video gave him some sense of purpose and fulfillment out there on his island paradise. And you know, I hope we made him feel really important. And honestly, he was a dick. Let's just be real here. All his family had wanted nothing to do with him. We learned that. His family shunned him because he's just a pompous asshole. Age is no excuse for that. I don't care if he's in his early 90s. Yeah. Like, the guy's a...
He was there. He was coherent. Like, it's funny looking back on it because of, like, his arrogance around the subject of, I'm going to change the United States of America. I don't even know if he was a U.S. citizen.
Yeah. <he's> Wild. And why are we telling you all this? What's the message of the story? There really isn't one. This was just kind of a blooper reel in the Scaling Creator podcast, something kind of entertaining, I suppose. But I guess on a more real note, it's like, if you are getting started and stuff, if you're watching this, listening to this, be mindful of the jobs that you do take. It is important to, when you're starting out, to expand your portfolio and take what you can get, but also just be mindful of the person that you are working with. If something seems a bit off, more often than not, you should trust your gut and maybe pass on that. Look for other opportunities as well. Don't do what we did and fly to Hawaii to help overthrow a government. We're probably on like an FBI watch list or something this point.
We have to be.
That guy probably had bodies. And he met his wife too, right?
Wasn't his wife
like in a cupboard? I'm serious. Weren't there rats in the house?
Yeah, there's so much more that we can go into, but we'll save that for another time. But if you like this short blurb, we have other stories. We think we might create a new short series within the Scaling Creator podcast called the WTF series, where we dive into, you know, other scenarios that we got ourselves into as creators in the early days. So check us out on Instagram, follow us at Scaling Creator, check out our personal Soren Dickens, Erickson W. Dickens, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Do we still have that video? The video we did for this guy?
Oh, yeah.
It was actually a pretty good video.
It's a really good video.
Yeah.
Like, if someone, like, we had stock footage and sound design, everything. Yeah. And I would guarantee if you were to show that to someone, like another production company, and say, hey, quote this out, it'd be a $25,000 production.
It was pretty legit.
It's legit.
Yeah. And that was before we had really maximized our equipment or anything. And it was just kind of more run and gun. But I remember that video actually smacked low key.
Oh, it's really good. It brought his story into it too. So it wasn't just something like him sitting in an informative YouTube video. Mm-hmm. It was something that, it was convincing. I learned a lot too. I mean, stuff you don't learn in history class, even though like what he was trying to say wasn't necessarily factual. But yeah, it was good.
Cool. All right. Well, yeah. I hope that one made you guys laugh or whatever. I don't know. We just thought it was wild.
So. Worth recording.
There you go. It's in the history books.
All right.